ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today's talk, my brothers, we will focus on one topic, one subject, and that is the Sharia. A Muslim who's born in a Muslim home, or he or she embraces Islam, from a very tender young age, we hear the term Sharia. What does it mean, actually? Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us in the noble Quran, ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاكَ عَلَىٰ شَرِيَةٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْرِ. We made for you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sharia, and that is one of the commands of Almighty Allah, فَاتَّبِعْهَا. You, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, follow it immaculately. Obviously, the Master alayhi salam is going to do so, but to set the precedent for humanity and posterity. وَلَا تَتَّبِهْ أَهْوَاءَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But do not follow the path of those people who want to follow their whims, fancies and desires, and they know not, or they don't want to know about the Sharia. So my brothers, what makes our Sharia so unique? What are the characteristics? We need to understand Masadiru Sharia, the sources of Islamic divine code, of Islamic law. And here you will see many a time our Muslims also make mistakes. Our first primary source of law is the Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif is the direct speech of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, comprising 6,236 verses, and it has 114 surahs and chapters, 540 rukus. So that is Quran Sharif. MashaAllah, we have millions of people, male, female, adult and children, who have memorized it by heart, the Quran Sharif. And we are the only people on the face of the earth who have done so. No one else can do so. On the radio I always say, if you study the Bible, you study the Torah, you study the other scriptures, they have so many different versions that even the virgins get confused. So nevertheless, that's our first primary source. Whenever you want to solve a problem, our first point of reference will be the Noble Quran. The second, now be careful with the words you use and see the words I'm using. The second primary source is the Sunnah of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now many a time when Orientalists and non-Muslims write, then you will find the apologetic Muslims also writing, they say the secondary source. That is wrong. It's a major crime to use that term. Sunnah is not a secondary source. It is a primary source of Sharia, but the second of the primary source. So understood the difference. So it is the second of the primary source, not a secondary source. So we need to understand that clearly. Now when we use the term Sunnah, what do we mean? We mean qawlun nabiyyi al-mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fa'ilun nabiy sallallahu alaihi wasallam, taqdirun nabiy sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The mubarak speech of the master alayhi salatu wasalam, sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli, and innamal a'malu binniyat. So we all know this ahadith, the utterances, the mubarak blessed sayings of the master alayhi salam, the actions of the Master alayhi salam, we have to imitate, emulate. Ittiba'un Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Perform your salat as you see me performing salat. Taqreerun Nabi. So the speech, the actions, Taqreerun Nabi means the tacit approval of the masterpiece be upon him alayhi salam. in the presence of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, somebody says something or somebody does something, and remember that Nabi alayhi salatu salam opted and kept silent. So that means the Master Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave approval for that speech or gave approval for that action. So put all that together, it is all wahi, it is all revelation. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْوِي يُوحَىٰ. Chapter number 53, verses 3 and 4. He, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, does not speak of his own desires. It is but, remember, wahi, revelation that came to the Master alayhi wa sallam. So our Sharia comes directly from Almighty Allah. There are no amendments to the constitution, no government, no ruler, no person, no organization can go and abrogate it, change it, bring amendments to it. So Quran Sharif, primary source, number one. Sunnah Mubarakah, primary source, number two. Thereafter, we must remember what is the function of the Master alayhi salam. Read the Quran, you will find everything, my brothers. Surah 16, Surah Nahl Dabi, verse 44. Almighty Allah states, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. You, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we reveal to you, your Mubarak heart is the recipient of the wahi and revelation. So you must make tabheen. Now you need to understand some Arabic here. Sometimes we confuse so many things. One word is bayan. Bayan means to explain. Yeah, Allah is not saying bayan. Allah is saying litubayyana linnas. You must make tabheen. You must explain in detail to the people. There must be no ambiguity. There must be nothing left unclear. Ma nuzzila ilayhim, what is revealed to them. Wala allahum yatafakkaroon, so that they wonder, ponder and reflect over the message. So that is the mission and the message of the Master alayhi salatu salam. Now we come to the secondary sources. So the third one is ijma. Ijma means there's consensus. From time of Sahaba there's consensus. Three talaqs are three. Today you find some person, our brothers, Allah give hidayat, he gave three talaq, now you go look, this organization does. He said, no, I'm taking a flight to Cape Town. There they say three talaq is one. I say, brother, we are Muslims. We say one is one, two is two, three is three. We don't believe in Trinity, that we live for Christians. Christians, they say Trinity, three is one and one is three. So see how our people play with the Sharia. From time of Sahaba, remember this consensus, three talaq is three. From time of Sahaba, this consensus, Taraweeh is 20 rakats. No 8 rakats and 10 rakats and all this business. So that is what you call consensus. Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah was a genius. He was born in the year, remember, 150 in Gaza, in Palestine. And is buried in Egypt, by whether this Qabr Mubarak as well, all four Imams, alhamdulillah. In 204, at the age of 54, he left this world. Listen to his two profound statements. It's many students and ulama here, mashallah, and listeners. Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, a person came to him and told him, O Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i, prove to me from the Quran Sharif that there is something like ijma, like consensus, but the proof must be from the Quran Sharif. Imam Shafi'i became Hafiz at the age of 7. At the age of 10, he by heart had memorized Mu'atta Imam Malik, the great work of his teacher, Imam Malik rahimahullah. He starts reading the entire Quran. Once, twice, third time he reaches this verse. وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَىٰ وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah says, those people who oppose Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then they follow the way not of the believers, then Allah dispatches them to Jahannam. So Imam Shafi rahimahullah called that person. He said, you wanted the dalil and evidence and proof from the Quran. See, here is the proof. When Quran says you must follow the path of the believers, but when you deviate and you divert from that, then your resting place will be Jahannam, Allah forbid. And the hadith is in Tirmidhi Sharif. This is one of the khasais, one of the unique features, characteristics of this ummah. La tajtami'u ummati ala dhalala. That this ummah will never have consensus on something that is astray and something that is deviant. It's authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Then the last one we have is qiyas, which is called analogy. So many problems will come. Today I'm wearing this watch, I'm speaking in this mic, we have beautiful masajid and so many things. So how do you prove all this is permissible? So that you prove through analogy that you use the new laws that are not trampling upon the Sharia. So that makes Islam a living religion for all times, all places, all circumstances. Hence there is no need to bring about any amendment or any changes or abrogation and cancellation. So put all this together, my brothers, that is called Sharia. So when we speak of Sharia, then we understand. But now you can ask me the question, but when you ask the question, I tell you Imam Shafi said this, Imam Malik said this, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal said this, Imam Abu Hanifa. So now how is all this working? So see what Imam Shafi said. Jami'u ma taquluhu al-a'imma. Whatever the fuqaha, the jurors, the imam say, sharhul li sunnah is an elaboration, explanation of the sunnah, the actions, the speech of the master alayhi salatu wasalam. Wa jami'u ma taquluhu as-sunnah, and whatever the sunnah says and is expounded, explained there, is sharhul lil Quran, is explanation of the noble Quran. So that is what we need. Now why I chose this topic, my brothers? Today we must remember we ourselves, we want to undermine the Sharia in so many things. When we look at the Ummah, the micro and the macro, I say clearly on the radio, that this is a huge exaggeration and to me it's a lie and fabrication. When you ask how many million, billion people on this earth, they say 7 billion plus people. How many Muslims, you will hear the overzealous Muslim will say, 2 billion Muslims. Where's the 2 billion? So my brother, if we have 1 billion also we're lucky. You can't be including the Shias and the Qadianis and the Boris and Aga Khanis because their name are Ahmed, Muhammad, Abdullah and Abdul Qadir or Fatima, Zainab, Jamila. It don't work like that. You have to believe from the inner recesses of your heart that this is the Sharia and this is the only way I will obtain success in this world and in the hereafter. So that's point number one. We can't be including everybody. People have to believe from the inner recesses of the heart. Then only they will be classified as Muslim and as Mu'min. If they reject Quran, any verse, they reject the Sunnah Mubarakah, they reject Ijma and Qiyas, then you can't call them Muslim. Remember these things here. So that's point number one. Point number two, people today sit on the lazy boy and just pick up a translation, looking inside. They can't even translate the Quran or read the Quran looking inside or translate the Quran without the English or whatever translation. But they want to make ijtihad. Ijtihad means you go to Quran, you go to Sunnah and so forth, you go to the fatawa, verdicts of Sahaba, and then you derive from there. You need profound knowledge to do this. You need taqwa and piety to do this. You can't be sitting there with the internet and say, Mr. Google said this, and Mrs. Google said this, and then we carry on like a great scholar of Islam. We're fooling ourselves. So that is the big problem we're facing today. When I pass a fatwa, an email or WhatsApp on the radio, that chap will come with a long thesis or something, trying to fool me that no, you're wrong. The three talaq is no more three, is one. So he'll give you this and that. He took everything out from internet. So I asked him, since when Google, Mr. Google and internet became our sources of Sharia? Understand, my brothers. This is what you, the youth, you are facing today. So you are looking so many loopholes and these type of things there. You will get on the media that one Arab sheikh says, and you'll know what I'm talking about. He takes beer and he drinks it. He say, my brother, my sister. You know the Arabs, how they speak. They can't say Pakistan, they say Pakistan, you know. Can't say Pepsi, they say Pepsi. They can't, the P they can't pronounce. Say, my brothers, my sisters, they have this beer, it's 100% halal. See, I'm drinking it. Now what they're going to tell you? that even if it's beer, but till it does not have iskar, till it does not intoxicate you, till then it's permissible. I am asking you, did not Quran Sharif say, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, innama al-khamru wal-maisiru wal-ansabu wal-azlamu ritsum min amali shaytani fajtanibu. Alcohol, gambling, all these are napaka, impure. It is the handiwork of shaitan. You must abstain from it. لَأَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, so that you are successful. Did not Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that مَا أَسْكَرَ كَثِيرُهُ فَقَلِيلُهُ haram. That what intoxicates in large quantities, the one drop of it is haram. But you see where the world is going today, my brothers. But I want to come in my last few minutes, my brothers, to another sad aspect of what's happening in South Africa. Brothers, this is not here to score points. It's nothing to do with that. Our mission in life, tomorrow I have to die, tomorrow you have to die. Think properly where we are heading to. Almighty Allah teaches us in Surah 5, verse number 2. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. They cooperate with one another in piety and righteousness. وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا. Don't cooperate and do not assist one another in sin and transgression. You know very well, last year what happened. Last year, Ramadan 2020, so the government said, lockdown, mosque all closed, everything, this happened. You know all that. But some of our brothers went as amicus curiae, as friends of the court. Now understand the ramifications of that. Understand the consequences of that. I want you to understand, because what you're seeing is related, connected to that. Surah 2, verse 114. Listen carefully, my brothers. It's nothing about picking sides in it. There's nothing to do with sides. This is Quran and Sunnah. I'll just give you one Quranic verse, one hadith, and you see what are the consequences. Quran says, Surah 2, verse 114, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ يُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ وَسَعَى فِي خَرَابِهَا. Who can be a bigger zalim, oppressor, transgressor, tenpot dictator than him who prevents people from coming to the masjid of Allah? This masjid, Rainbow Masjid as we know it, remember Allah reward the forefathers, the brothers, sisters who contributed. We all are benefiting. It's sadaqah jariyah for them. So it is the masjid of Allah. It doesn't belong to a person. It doesn't belong to a family. It belongs to Allah. So no one is allowed to prevent you from coming to the masjid, because that will be tantamount to that person becoming a biggest transgressor and oppressor. أُولَٰئِكَ مَا كَانَ لَهُمْ أَيَّدْخُلُوهَا إِلَّا خَائِفِينَ. They told us last year, you must not enter. Some of them went, Allah forbid. They made the statement, if you make sajda in the masjid, the virus will catch you and you will become a super spreader of the virus. Inna lillahi. What Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I told you I'll quote one hadith. This hadith is sahih, in sahih Muslim. Ahabbul biladi ilallahi masajiduha. The most beloved place to Allah is the masjid. Wa abghadul biladi ilallah aswaquha. And the most hated, detested place by Allah is the markets and the mall and bazaar. To come to the masjid, you say, I'm going to get virus. To go to the market and mall, you say, you wouldn't get. I mean, how are we changing the meaning of the hadith? Based on wahi and revelation. The person said in the masjid, because you enter the masjid now, if you remember your du'as. What du'a you read, my brother? Which du'a you read? Allahumma iftah li abwaab rahmatik. Ya Allah, open your doors of mercy. Allah's mercy descends here. How dare any Muslim, a scholar, or whatever he wants to call himself, say our masajid are the places of virus and we will become super spreaders of it. Can you imagine? Ismein to iman jaane ka khatra hai. Such a person can lose his iman on the radio. I mean, I don't have to apologize to anybody. I said the statement made by that person, I won't name him, but remember, is kufr and takes him out of the fold of Islam actually. That are the ramifications. Now see what Allah says, Surah 2 verse 114. When you close the masjid, you go to court as friends of the court to close the masjid, see the consequences. لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِزْيٌ وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. For them is humiliation, disgrace in this world. This is, my brothers, you go and ask any person, unprecedented in human history, from time of Adam alayhi salam to time of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to our time now. You must remember 1442. Scholars, ulama, imams, sheikhs, mufti, call whatever you want, go to court to close the masjid. Unprecedented. You accept, don't accept, that's your business. But for certain incidents, you can have asbab, you can have many reasons. My analysis, whatever my 2 cents worth is, all this looting, plundering, all this problems, rioting, one of the major reasons it happened, Durban, yeah, and Allah alone knows where, is we invited the wrath of Allah by closing our masjid. I'm telling you, my brothers, this masjid, you can't play with it. I've traveled more than 70 countries, my brothers. I saw halat, what masjids they were. When I went into Spain, in Cordova, I just walked in, and the police surrounded me and my wife, I'm dressed like this. They say, no prayer, no prayer. So fine. When I came here to the first serve, you see this cordon you got here? They got the cordon like that on the first serve. So my brothers, what happened? When I went there, I told my wife, okay, here we'll try. Before we could do anything, another group came. No prayer, no prayer. I said, okay. So I said, one thing we will do, they can't stop us. So me, you know what is Cordova Jami Kurtuba? The biggest masjid at that time when it was constructed with a roof, it was the biggest masjid in the world, bigger than Masjid Nabawi. Today it has become a church and a memorial. The pianos are there, the music is playing, people, women are coming with ministers, and our biggest masjid. When we do all these things, وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ, in the year after is a grievous punishment. I told them, Allah alone knows. I say, we all make mistakes. Apologize to the public. But they weren't. The pride, the arrogance won't allow it. Now again, my brothers, the same clique, the same group is going again to subvert the Sharia. There's a court case, constitutional court, on Thursday, 5th of August. This side here is Women Legal Center, non-Muslims. They say Muslim marriages must be recognized. It seems very, very appealing. And the other side, we got our Muslim women and all of them, so they opposing it. The applicant is the non-Muslim, the defendant, respondent are the Muslim. We have our lawyers and everything. If you want the whole interview, just send me. Then Maulana, you got my number. So once you just contact Maulana, 071-888-1184. Again, my phone also is here. I can just send it to you after Salat. So the interview we had with the attorney, lot of things happened. My brothers, I just give you one example. These people say that they want Muslim marriages recognized. You know what it means? Muslim marriages recognized with its consequences. So what these consequences mean, how you, the husband, you have the right to give talaq. So if that bill goes through and it is enacted as law, then the wife can give talaq just like that to the husband. Then you must remember, you say there must be iddat for her. She say, why there is no iddat for you? She will say, how come you say you want to marry second wife, third wife, fourth wife? Some of you brothers, I see you looking down already. MashaAllah, Allah give you barakat. You know what I'm saying? So this. So she will say, what's wrong if I take 2 husbands and 3 husbands? Think about it. So my brothers, I want you to apply your mind. We can never agree. This is disgrace for them in this world. You must remember this. This is not about scoring points in this. This is defending the Sharia. If you don't stand up now, you are at the crossroads, O South African Muslim. Then remember that we will be judged in this world. Lahum fi dunya khizyu is happening already. And hereafter, and what will happen to our children? Last point I just raised for you. After all the looting, rioting, all plundering going on, so many people, because we in media and all, say, please, tell me I want to leave for Turkey. One say Pakistan, one say Namibia, one say West, Canada. I said, see, you can go anywhere in the world. You will never get an infrastructure like what we got in South Africa. Maybe you will still protect, preserve your iman. What will happen to your children and your grandchildren? I am posing that question to you. How many a time we know our own family members, people from South Africa, they went to these countries, and then what happened? The son is married to the, on a lighter note, you know, you like stories. I was in Pretoria there, mashallah, Mohan Ahmed Dokrat, you know, we're very close to him, his father passed away, Allah gave Jannatul Firdaus. So one person came, so I asked him, I know him, so I asked him, where are you living? He said, there. So the other guy was a sharpshooter, you know. So he said that, no, he's living there in the white area. Then he told me, Mufti, you know why they live in the white area? I said, why? He said that they don't want to wait for the whores, they want to get the boor. They don't want to wait for the whore, they want to get the boor. You see, and this type of thing. So that is what's going to happen. Your son will be going around with a white woman, with this woman, this woman. Hey, kali kali make Muslim. The wine will come, the dine will come, the swine will come. After that, finish all Islam. I saw my own eyes. So think properly, my brothers. You have to do something. Wifaqul Ulama release statement, Majlisul Ulama release statement, We Darul Iman, Markaz Sahaba release statement, Jamiat Ulama Khawteng in the dear release. Remember, this is not about scoring. This is about defending our Sharia. If you can't defend Sharia, our Iman is at stake. Understand this nicely. So my brothers, I beg you, cry to Allah. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us in South Africa that we can protect. We are the people. You see, this program is live on the radio. I try this program in any Muslim country, Arab country, they lock me up straight away. I know them. These Arab countries, these Muslim countries, all by name. My brothers, what we got here, you won't find anywhere in the world. We got problems, I'm not saying no. But think properly, when we make kufran in ni'mat, when we are ungrateful of it, Allah snatches everything away. May Almighty Allah make us pakka, sacha, Muslim, devoted, dedicated to Islam, without fear and favor. May Almighty Allah make our khatima on iman. Wa akhiru da'wana, anil hamdulillah.